The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up on Life Today, star of the movie Reagan, Dennis Quaid, shares his personal faith journey and the connection it gave him to the former president.
I came back when I read the Bible again 20 years later. I came back to the red words of Jesus. And that's what really brought me back, because that was the beginning of what it was really all about, was a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
You know, I feel like I'm talking to a very famous person just in our actor, Dennis Quaid, here. He's such a gifted person, and I can only imagine was a really big deal.
That was a beautiful movie to shoot.
A fabulous movie.
Bart was on the set.
What a great song.
Every day, and I can't imagine, you know, that watching your life played out like that.
Praise God.
Pretty amazing, and what an incredible story.
It is.
Bit of redemption.
And what you've done with the Reagan movie.
We all deserve.
What you've done with the Reagan movie is an incredible story, too. How did Reagan handle the challenges that he dealt with bullies? How did he handle that?
Well, he felt you had to, the only way to handle a bully was to stand up to him. You know, that was a lesson that I think he learned early on. And when it came to the Soviet Union and communism, he had seen the effects of it, you know, and it's a free country, and like Reagan said, democracy can handle it. And I have faith in the American people that they will right the ship when it comes to this. You know, the alternative is not so great. We've gone through periods in this country, many, many, in fact, eras where we've of division, of people at each other's throat. We had a civil war. You know, we had, it was a great challenge during Jefferson's time, that basically got down to the Constitution, that it's been tested, but it's always righted the ship. And, I think through prayer and through education with people, just read the Constitution. That's all you have to do.
You got to, and go back to it.
It's a simple thing.
Get it back in place, and there'll be no perfect person. God doesn't have perfect people. He uses imperfect people to accomplish His perfect will. But those people that accomplish His will be moving toward the principles in line with His will, and in line with not giving the deceiver, the father of lies, the divider and the destroyer, not giving him the controls. You don't do it. Because he throws out all principles, everything sound. Reagan restored those principles. We've got to have that. And we don't have perfect people. And Reagan would have said, I'm not perfect. Matter of fact, he probably looked down on himself.
Man.
He was a man.
We're all people.
Absolutely.
And we all have a past, and we all have a present. We're not perfect.
But he was teachable.
Well.
He was teachable.
It's about people's hearts.
Yeah.
Where are their hearts?
Yeah.
And what are their deeds? And I think that's what I judge by.
What was one of the most exciting things you remember doing the movie? What was an exciting moment or whatever that really stood out?
You know, living out, you know, first off, we're in the White House. We built an Oval Office, that was really something, because I've been there many times, and it was perfect. But I really, my favorite Reagan, in a sense, you know, in playing him and stuff, was like, about that time that he was governor of California, and you know, the brown suit Reagan, and he was tough. He really was. He was tough, and you know, he was like, he was principled. That's the unique thing about him, is that's what this country needs. Not the men, the principles.
The principles.
And adhering to those principles, and he lived by them. And he did, even when he was in the minority, he lived by them. And there's the wisdom in him. But the speech that he, one of my favorite scenes is the speech that he gave for Goldwater.
In 64 or so, when
yeah,
everybody thought he should be president.
They call it the speech.
Yeah, it was
but
a
it
speech.
It was basically a clarion call to about to fighting communism.
It really was.
The number one
it, what issue a speech.
Of the
what
time.
A speech.
Yeah. But he changed the world.
Yep, it did. But when he got to be president, he was able to put the important factors that played a big role in the greatness of that speech, he was able to put them in action. And he was able to do it with great wisdom of the great people around him who were not committed to being seen or praised, but were really wanting to lead and protect that which was essential for the future of freedom.
Yeah.
And they did it miraculously.
Well, they would. I think our country had a policy of appeasement with the Soviet Union. You know, the American people, they're very generous, and they want to be friends with everybody. But it's like there's some bad actors out there in the world. And when it came to the Soviet Union, I remember like years preceding Reagan in office, you know, they gave away the B-1 bomber. They gave away, without getting anything back. Meanwhile, the Soviets were building their military straight up. You know, there was really kind of proxy wars going on in Africa, going on in Central America. And there was about a 90% chance that there was going to be a nuclear confrontation at some point, that was, and by appeasement, that, you know, that's the kind of thing that happens if you don't stop people. And he was the first to say no to the Soviets. And I think that really surprised them, you know. And that's what it took a Cold Warrior like him to end the Cold War.
And you know, the media made fun of the possibility of Star Wars, a laser taking down the missiles. But the fact was, and they could see it, they just weren't able to buy these scientists and these people. And not the Germans couldn't, nobody could, nobody else in the world could. But the fact was, they knew that if everything he was saying and what they knew scientists could do, that we could bring their missiles down.
Yeah.
Right over when before
look,
they ever
really,
reached altitude.
At the time, that was maybe a decade or two away.
I know, but
they
didn't
know that.
It was
definitely possible.
He didn't
let them know that.
No, he did not.
He figured that, maybe they believed it 20%, but 20% is enough to like change your mind. We even, like, in negotiation, what I thought was brilliant was that he offered to share it with them.
Yeah.
Knowing they would say no.
Yeah. It was great. Do you think that the movie, and some of my staff, my vice president was with Reagan in the White House all the years. His mother's really the person that got Reagan to sit down with me and listen to me when he really needed to and answer the prayers of Billy Graham. And that really is what happened. It's a very interesting story. But I'm telling you that you could just see the greatness of this man leading and leading us back to principles. Do you think that comes out in the movie to inspire people to see that we can actually take a stand for principles
that's
and
what it's
save
all about.
The future of freedom?
Well, you see where Reagan came from. You see scenes in Dixon, Illinois, how he grew up, the way he grew up, and the generation that he comes from, the greatest generation that had a tough time growing up in the Depression, fought World War II, wanted their kids to have a better life than they had, the dream, the American dream that at the time when he became president, people thought was over. America was in decline. He brought us back. He was a very humble man. He was also found out there at that ranch when I went to visit the ranch, Reagan was not a rich man.
No.
That he wasn't. You know, he made America rich and stuff,
but he
was. He
didn't try to get rich off of us either.
No.
That just wasn't there.
No. You go through the ranch and you could tell. And he was you know, history will continue to prove that he was one of the greatest presidents this country's ever had.
You know, you've made some comments, not only that you played the role and respect him, but your faith journey was similar. And that's interesting to me, because faith is for some reason important to you. Why is your faith in God so important to you? And then tell maybe the similarities in the journey.
Well, I grew up in the Baptist church in Houston. I think my mother had a great influence on me spiritually. And very similar to Reagan, I think, our mothers. My dad was an alcoholic as well. But, you know, a great guy at the same time. I think kind of very similar. I got disillusioned, I think, with what I call churchianity.
Yeah, it's very tiring.
In my teens and at the time. And I started turning to different things, the Eastern philosophy, which led me into study things. I'd read the Bible, I think when I was 18, but I read the Dhammapada, I read the Bhagavad Gita, I read the Quran. I came back when I read the Bible again 20 years later, I came back to the red words of Jesus. And that's what really brought me back, because that was the beginning of what it was really all about, was a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's was the beginning of that, and that's what I have now. And that's, you don't need anything else for that.
You know, both of us, I was born in Houston and the product of a rape. A doctor wouldn't abort me, so here I am. But I had a miracle rebirth. And I do see the danger of religious positions that cause you to become self-righteous, think you're the one right, and you become an attacker of others. And I think self-righteousness, because he's the only one righteous, is one of the biggest enemies God's righteousness has. And I think church people can be as mean as the mafia.
And yeah, they can also be really great, too. find your home church.
It's whether you go with his principles and his practices and his ways, or whether you go with your thoughts. And like the Pharisees had memorized the first five books of the Bible. Mm-hmm. They're the number one murderer of Jesus. They're the ones that demanded it.
And, in other words, you're talking about if you make it about
very careful.
Jesus, or if you make it about me.
Yep.
Right?
In your view, in your position, and you're the one's right. The unkindness there is so far from the unconditional love of God. Father, I have been praying and praying, and I'm watching it happen, where people would put down their differences that have made them violent to where they contradict the very Bible they claim to be defending. Lord, please deliver us from that in Jesus' name.
Really, it's very similar, the times are, to back when Reagan came in.
Exactly.
Because really what we're talking about is a spiritual problem.
It is.
It's a spiritual problem within a nation.
Yep.
And that starts with individuals. And it's all local. And it grows. But that's what I think has already happened.
It is. That's,
I had a feeling that it started with around COVID. People stayed home and they had to connect with each other again. And as horrible as it was, I think it was the beginning of a spiritual revolution, I think, going to spread.
And if we'll come together around those principles that you and I are talking about, we can see the freedom saved, extended, and more effective than ever.
I think we also need to reach across the aisle.
Have to.
Back and forth. Republicans and Democrats, we pass each other on the streets every day without knowing. We go to each other's shops. We have relationships that we're all people. We're all Americans. And we all want the same thing. We do, for our families, for our country. And we need more of what Reagan and Speaker of the House had back then. You know, you could fight all day, but at the end of the day, we're friends.
You said in our last show that it's a spiritual battle, and the spiritual force, the father of lies, the deceiver, the divider, the destroyer, he does like to be in control, and he's in control of much of what's going on in our country.
Right.
Because he's in control of too many of the people. Now, we want to see that broken. We want to see his power broken because the king has come. We want his will done on his earth, which means it can be. He told us to pray that. Would you mind leading us in a prayer that we would return to the principles that made us great, that we must return to in order for freedom to be extended? Would you pray that we would do that as the American people?
Yes, sir. Lord God, we really need you in our country needs you. We as individuals, we need you to open our eyes, open our hearts, and also let us be open-minded to hear your voice and hear the way. Let us not be so full of ourselves and self-righteous. Let us allow you to do your work. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. That is the miracle. You know, our viewers are amazing people, and they're going to be praying for this movie, and I hope they'll get their church to pack the theaters. I hope they'll do everything they can do to get out, because the movie is going to be in the theaters August 30th. But why don't you can go online right now. And where do they go online if they want to get the tickets?
Reagan.movie.
That's it.
Yeah.
So go ahead and look. Let's
That's
let's
for
really
groups.
Get
so you can go
us.
As a church. You can go as, you know, your office.
Yep.
Your club,
let's
whatever.
Let's get it to happen. You know, what we've done is, our viewers know, we try to put God's arms around the overlooked and the forgotten, the least of these. And we have seen the miracle of life all over the world. Right now, we're giving away shoes and smiles. We're also building the number one brain operation center in the world, and it's in Uganda. And one of our donors gave $700,000, leaving a $500,000 need. I mean, I got 500 people watching today give $1,000 and nail that. I mean, you're really good. Would you? I want you to watch this. And let's be the miracle that so many children thought they'd never get. By the way, no one who comes to the hospital needing surgery has to pay anything. It's covered by love. Please watch this and be a part of the miracle that must happen and can happen with your help.
Boy, I'm here in Uganda standing in what is going to be operation room number 3 in the brand new surgical center that we are building in partnership with our mission partners here in Uganda, specifically designed to treat neurological disease in children. More than 2,000 surgeries a year, more than any hospital in the world. It's gonna happen right here.
For many families in developing countries, a child born with a neurological disability has little hope to survive, largely due to a lack of facilities or funds to get the proper treatment they need. That's why Life Outreach has joined with mission partner Cure International in building a brand new neurological surgery center that will provide expert care and life-saving surgery at no cost to the families. This state-of-the-art treatment center isn't just about operating rooms and equipment. It will save lives while providing hope, love, and dignity for children suffering from neurological conditions like spina bifida, hydrocephalus, and brain tumors. Without surgical intervention, these conditions can be a death sentence for those most vulnerable. Yet, with access to specialized treatment, these children can defy the odds and continue to grow, play, and learn as all children should.
Listen, we do so many wonderful things through Christmas Shoes and Smiles, but this facility specifically is the difference between life and death for children who have severe but repairable disabilities. I can't say thank you enough for spreading the gospel through word and deed. God bless you.
Well, I'm believing that every single one of you watching will respond. You know, if you could give $1,000, several hundred dollars, I don't know what you can do, but we want to bless these children. And so I'm asking you right now to go and get your bank card and use it like a check. But call the number on the screen that's always there as a prayer line paid for by love. Or go online and you make the best gift you can. We've got some gifts to send you to say thank you. We always want to bless you. But you're going to become the miracle that somebody thought they would never witness. And all of you who watch us and who help us put God's arms around the overlooked, you know the miracles that are literally brought in place and to bear and to happen because you extend God's arms of love and enable the missionaries and the doctors and the people who, nearly all of these doctors are volunteers that go there with their special gifts and stay for an extended period to cover different things, and they come from all parts of the world. Now, there are many of them that are also based there in Uganda, but you are creating a miracle. Thank you so much for doing it. Please go right now online or call the number. Please don't put it off, and you make the best gift you can, knowing that you're giving someone a miracle of life, and we will point them clearly to Jesus and His love. Thank you so much.
For almost two decades, Life's Christmas Shoes and Smiles has continued to provide shoes for impoverished children throughout the world, as well as corrective surgeries for children with cleft palate disorders. By responding today, you can help provide new shoes for 150,000 children in time for the holidays. And for some children, a beautiful new smile. Your gift of $36 will help provide shoes for 10 children. $72 will help provide shoes for 20. $180 will help provide shoes for 50. And a gift of $500 will help provide a corrective smile surgery. This year, we have an incredible opportunity to help construct a new surgical center that will provide life-saving surgeries to children suffering serious neurological conditions. This $1.2 million project is up and above Life's normal budget. But because of one generous friend for Life, only $500,000 is needed. As a thank you for your gift of support to this life-saving outreach, be sure to request the blue crystal shoe ornament, a treasure to display each Christmas. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request this keepsake boxed set featuring four crystal shoe ornaments. Finally, please consider an extra gift of $1,000 or more to help construct Life's new surgical center. And with this gift, you may request this beautiful bronze sculpture, a cup of water. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
As we travel around the world, one thing we've noticed is the condition of the feet of so many children. We see children all over the world running around barefoot in some terrible conditions. And it's not just unsightly, it's unhealthy and potentially deadly. As we give shoes, which is a wonderful Christmas gift, keep in mind that we are actually giving them a chance for better health, potentially even saving lives. We are protecting them from some really debilitating diseases, things like hookworm, several things that can happen in their feet. These protect them. So it's double. It's a gift to give them something they don't have, and it's something to protect their health. Just like the smiles, when we go in and correct a cleft palate, we're not just giving them a cosmetic change, we're actually improving their health. Everything that we do is to improve the health of others, physically and spiritually. So join with us as we celebrate the birth of our Savior at Christmas, and we give Christmas shoes and smiles. Hey, little buddy, let's see if we can get this right. How's this fit?
Well, Well, you know, I believe Dennis, I believe our viewers are going to help. They're amazing people. You know, what would you like to say to all the people watching about your prayer and how God uses the movie, but what do you want to see happen?
Well, you know, Reagan was my favorite president. You know, he was, whether you liked Reagan, a lot of people thought he was a warmonger and couldn't stand him. Those people, I think, will still be interested to see this movie, tell you the truth. But what it does in the end is, I go to movies to feel things more than anything else. More than seeing things, I like to feel things. And this movie, it makes me feel like you're a fly on the wall at those places and points in history in Reagan's life that you wish you could have been privy to. There's a lot of that in there. And then it's a beautiful love story between he and Nancy, which I think a lot of people would be really interested in.
Yeah.
And it's, like I said, it's for those that weren't born, you know, before 1985, you get a glimpse of what America can still be, and a reminder for those that were born before 85 of what America was and still can be.
Amen. I love you, Dennis. God bless
you. Love you too, sir.
Bless you in what you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you for being such a blessing to so many people. God, please extend the life of freedom because we return to your unshakable principles. God bless you.
Introducing the all-new LifeToday.org. Dive into your favorite Life Today programs, explore impactful ministry outreaches, and discover life-changing spiritual resources, all in one place. Plus, it's easier than ever to support our mission with seamless donation options. Never miss a moment to get connected, get inspired, and get involved. Anytime, anywhere, Life Today is always on. Visit the new LifeToday.org and experience the best of life.
I feel the weight of unanswered prayers.
Addison Bevere and Words with God, tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.